and welcome to Watch What Crappens, a podcast about all the crap we love to talk about on Ye Olde Bravs. I'm Ronnie. That's Benoonies over there. Hello, Ben.
Hi, Ronnie. How's it going?
Good. What's going on with you?
Not much. It's a big day for us. We don't often get a brand new Real Housewives franchise. So, you know, the time is now. It's special when we get to launch a new one, and today is the day.
The gods are smiling down on us. It is Real Housewives of Rhode Island episode one day. If you want this recap on video or you want bonus episodes, this week was a Survivor recap. And it was super long and super fun. Or yep. You want ad-free listening, or you want the Discord server or our free weekly blog recapping all of the stuff that happened on Bravo, join us over at patreon.com/watchwhatcrappens. And now today, Real Housewives of Rhode Island 101.
Wow. Dun, dun, dun. What did you think about the premiere, Ronnie?
I thought it was pretty fun. Really liked it. A lot of the women look exactly the same, which is super weird. It's going to take some time to differentiate them all, but I did like them. They seem to get a lot of crazy people on the show, which is strong. None of them are shy, that's for sure. And yep. I love all the aunties.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. We need to see more of them for the rest of the season. I want all the aunts. I want all the older generation on this show just trickling through.
Yeah. What'd you think overall?
I liked it. I thought it was good. I thought it was fun. The accents are hilarious to me, of course. Actually, the only one that I didn't really love was the girl from The Bachelorette. She just felt like she didn't fit in for me. She felt very like someone who'd been on reality TV before. But I thought she was fine. It wasn't like she was bad. It's just, you know, she wasn't as like inherently interesting, I thought. But I thought it was a pretty.
She was like the straight man to all the crazies.
Well, she just was like a little generic, you know, like there was something about her that was like, I don't know. There was like a different vibe. I felt like she and her man felt like there was like a slickness that felt like they had been on TV before. But maybe I was just bringing that to the bringing my own prejudices. But I think overall it was a pretty good premiere. I liked it. Yeah.
All right. Well, let's get into it. With that lukewarm praise beginning.
No, I liked it.
I was with you too. I'm expecting so much from this that I don't know. I don't know where it's going to go because I'm really expecting a lot. I mean, the previews for it were so, so good. And I think it's a pretty good start. I mean, they're all cuckoo and their lives are like, what? And I do love that they know each other. They all know each other like from high school. Like someone used to fuck the sister's boyfriend and now it's her husband. And I mean, there's a lot of that going on. Not a lot of sister boyfriend fucking, but a lot of like things that can only happen when you've known each other for a really long time. So I like that. So we start with the typical.
Also going to say, I like how they have this like idea that the things that happen in Rhode Island happen nowhere else in the country. They're like, rumors are a big part of Rhode Island society. Like, we have a thing in Rhode Island called rumors. People talk about each other. In Rhode Island, people eat food. We have 3 square meals a day in Rhode Island. It's like, okay.
Yeah. When people in Rhode Island are hungry, we drink things. It's like, ooh. I guess that would be a little weird because you'd eat, right? If you're hungry. Yeah. But so we start with the ladies, you know, the intro to the ladies. And first up is Alicia. And she's like, don't fuck with me. You're a troll. Welcome to Rhode Island, bitch. This is how we roll. I was like, okay. Strong first line.
Yeah. And Liz, we see Liz, who's the fake Dolores. And she's like, you're Delulu. I'm scary. Boo. Like, what? Huh? And then.
Then they're describing each other. And someone's like, Rosie is brave. She's not afraid to call people out. And we see Rosie on like weird little bouncy skate things. What are those? They're like rollerblades, but instead of wheels, they have things that you bounce on.
Yeah, we see that. And we see that again later on. It's like these pink kind of like diamond shaped springy things that are, I guess, probably to help your glutes or something. And Rosie's like, she's with an old guy and she cheated with an old guy with a new guy and the new guy is paying for it. But I'm the problem.
I'm trying to look up what these bouncy roller skate things are. You know what? This is going to ruin my life. I'm not going to do it. So then we see Joellen. what'd you say? Oh, yeah. Okay. So then we see Jo Ellen, and she's like, if I'm going to call the FBI, I'm going to call Jo Ellen because she knows everything. So we see Jo Ellen sitting with her husband, and she's like, every morning he goes to her house. And you know what? He's at the gym every morning. And she goes, does Brian look like he goes to the gym? I don't believe these rumors. Have you seen him?
Yeah. Yeah, and then we also, there's someone named Rula who's not in the first episode, and she's like, everyone tells me I run a tight ship. Then the husband goes, I let you track me. You know where I am every second. So it's basically, this is like all kind of like trailer
describing
stuff.
The girls, you know. It's Kelsey's like, yeah. Stunning. She's beautiful. She's smart. Then we see Kelsey, and she's like, oh my God, why would you give someone flowers? Like, flowers go away and die. Chanel is for life.
Then Chanel also does not. Chanel's not for life either. I hate to break it to you. Did you ever see The Simpsons where Marge Simpson gets a Chanel outfit? Did not last. So then Kelsey's like lying around on a pool floating. She goes, I don't look at myself as a sugar baby. My boyfriend is actually attractive. The money is just a plus.
Oh, God.
You're a sugar baby. Oh, spoiler alert. She's a sugar baby.
Yeah, you're a sugar baby. You're still a sugar baby. I mean, it doesn't matter if he's hot or not. I mean, that is definitely a plus. The hotness is a plus for sure. So then we hear that Ashley isn't from here. So she's actually new to the group. And Ashley's like, oh, my God, I'm tired of everybody yelling and fighting all the time.
So eventually we sort of land at Alicia's house. And so we see Alicia with her guy, Billy. And she's like, I would love a glass of wine. I'm just so stressed. And he's like, you want a glass of red wine now? She's like, yeah, just wine. I don't care the color. My family's coming over. I'm stressed, you know? Because the thing is that, like, if her sentence ends with a consonant, she just doesn't say it. She'll be like, you know what I want? I want a calculator. I need, you know what? I'm so hot. I'm really hot right now.
So her daughter's in there. She's setting the table, and her daughter's like, deck the halls with father. And they're like, why are you singing deck the halls? She goes, because the last time I set the table, it was Christmas. So it's true. Oh, my God. My daughter, Selena, she's my mini-me. We'll be shopping, and she'll be like, oh, this is cute. And I'll be like, oh, my God, no, this is cute. And also, she loves Britney Spears. I love Britney Spears. We're basically the same.
Hey,
basic.
We're the crackers. Basic. I know. We're the crackers. Okay, they're here. Relax. You're in the restaurant biz. I thought you'd be better at this. I'm kidding. Billy owns a bunch of restaurants. My fave is Pizza Mama. Okay, and
we see Pizza Mama, and there's like a big poster, like a sexy poster for her in the pizza shop. She's like, yeah, Pizza Mama.
I'm thinking of a new picture. He's like, yeah, you were the one that made me do the girly pizza place. So, yeah, whatever you want.
And see the pizza place. It is not girly. It is just a regular pizza place. And then a sexy picture of his wife. Like, you know what? If you really loved me, you'd sexualize me in your pizza shop. All right?
And then we get a call. She's on the phone with Nikki. Is Nikki her mom? Or one of the aunts? Because Nikki's like, we're all in the car on the way over. We're coming over.
Yeah, it's one of the aunts.
She's like, how far are you? I don't know. How am I supposed to know where we even are? We're in a car trying to come to your godforsaken house.
And you just hear the background in the van. It's like kids squawking and ladies squawking. And Alicia because that's below deck, which we just did. So Alicia is sitting there in like a big beaded crucifix. It's like huge. And a big black lace booby top. She's like, I got a big Italian family. I got six aunts, and we all live in Rhode Island. And then we cut to the car with all the aunts in there. And she's like, Alicia wants to move back to Cranston something really bad because she misses being with family.
Oh, yeah? Well, it's just so far. You got to pack a lunch to go over there. I would be to your house four times, Nikki. Back and on back. Four times there and back already. Where are we going?
You know, when I was 8 months pregnant, Billy had us move all the way to Providence. It was terrible. And then we see it's 15 minutes away from Cranston. Like, oh, my God.
15 minutes.
You have to drive by six Starbucks just to get to Providence. It was terrible. So then.
And Aunt Judy's in the back, like drinking out of a flask. She's like, all right, it's time to go in. Hold on.
All right, I'm ready.
So they've all got like 19. They've all got like 19 trays of food each. Jeez.
My grandfather opened Superior Bakery and lots of other places. He was well known on Rhode Island. Yeah, for his girly bakeries. How quiet, Billy. So then they're like, oh, Billy, love the house. Don't get me wrong. But I said, you know, we could build a beautiful one in Cranston. You got to come to Cranston. She's like, yeah, Billy, what a wedding you guys could have out there. God, if you had, you could come to Cranston, you could have the most beautiful wedding out here.
And why we got to like, go yeah. to Cranston for a wedding? We could do it right here. You got a beautiful house here, huh, Billy? Let's have a wedding here in this house.
He's like, oh, my God, a wedding. Talk to your niece.
Me and Billy got engaged when I was 7 months pregnant, and that was 9 years ago. And Anita's like, well, Billy, yeah, I want you to get your swagger back. Bang against the wall or something like that. Oh, my God. Oh, my God, Anita. It's like, hey, can we eat? It's like, okay, let's go. Oh, my God. So we brought over sauce with a side of sauce on top of sauce. And before that, we do have a nice appetizer. We have sauce. And oh, and for the salad, we made a Caesar salad without the lettuce, just the dressing. So enjoy.
Just give me a straw. So Aunt Anita's like, Alicia, you seen Liz? She's got a big fear of frogs.
Congratulations, yes. Liz. That's how you're being introduced to America. Fear of frogs. Guess what? What we don't have in Cranston? Frogs. I don't know. Think about it.
I've known Liz since I was born. I remember her being beautiful. She was older than me. She's always made me nervous. She was the queen. Queen Elizabeth. God, we all love Elizabeth.
Yes, and as we soon find out when we meet Liz, when you look at her, you think, God, she reminds me of Queen Elizabeth.
She just lives in the most gorgeous castle.
And so we go see the castle, and it's in Cranston. And Liz is, I do see why they call her a queen. Liz has like knight armor in her house. She's got like knight armor, and she drinks out of like silver goblets, like from medieval times.
It's like a McMansion with some, it's a McMansion with like some kind of like gothic elements, more like chateau elements or whatever. I remember, I can't visualize it, but I remember looking at it being like, this doesn't really look like a castle. It's just like a house with some pointy elements.
And they're like the medieval props. Like she's got a braid around the top of her head. Like it's medieval times. It's like it's a new medieval times. And she taught, I can't even do a voice. By the way, voices are going to take a while on this because they're all so different and new, and there's so many people. But she sounds to me exactly like Meredith Marks. Not our imitation of Meredith Marks, but how Meredith Marks actually talks. Like she has the same exact voice. It's freaking me out. Did you know?
To me, it's like Dolores' voice, because she and Dolores, when they talk together, they sound the same. It's so and so on. But it's like if Dolores is like this, she's like this. She's like Dolores and Meredith Marks mixed together. She's talking like this because Alicia is more like, she talks a little bit up here. She's like, okay, whatever. I don't have to get married. I don't want to go back to Cranston. But then Liz like, hi, look, it's a beautiful day, Gunge. Look how beautiful this is. Look how blessed we are, Gunge. Which I think is her cat, whatever. I don't remember what her cat's name is.
It's her cat on a leash. She's got a cat on her leash named Gunge because she sells weed. So she named her cat Ganja.
Oh, Ganja. You know? Right, of course.
Yeah, so she's like walking the cat down the dock outside of their house. And she's like, isn't this gorgeous? Isn't that gorgeous? Okay, you know, everyone says I'm blonde and I bite people's heads off, and I get this a lot lately. You know, I could be scary. Ooh. Hey, Jerry McGraw, you want to drink something or what? Yeah, I met Jerry at a bar. It was when this whole ancestry thing was taken off. You look at Jerry and you look at me. No one's going to say we're related, but we are related somewhere down the line. Because when I met Jerry, he told me he had 3 girls and they were little, and I was not prepared to be him.
I'm like, can we go back to the being related thing? Not, like,
yeah, can we not scroll past that?
It's time for a commercial. It's time for a Crappens commercial.
Yeah, somewhere down the line, we were related. I don't know, it was maybe like one generation ago, something like that. Anyway, he's got 3 kids. They're my aunt daughter. They're my niece daughters, I call them. And I was not prepared to be mom. I mean, school, uniform, hair, bags, lunches, leashes. I got to drive away. And they're like, oh, God, stop. Like, Skyla's not in the car yet. Skyla's 1 foot from the car. Like, I don't even know who these kids are. Okay?
So we go into her closet, and it does look like dressing room in Branson, Missouri. It is all sequins and feathers, basically. And she's like, Jerry, can we discuss the day? Jerry, come into the closet. So he comes. And she's like, I'm not going to do the bundle bag this year, Jerry.
Jerry and I own a cannabis dispensary. That's right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we were one of the first on the East Coast. I like to believe that we trailblazed, emphasis on the blaze, if you know what I'm saying. My husband slash brother is kind of a cannabis, so kind of cannabis king, you know? So by proxy, I'm the queen of weed, right? And Liz is like, I'm going to take the dinghy, by the way, to lunch, okay? It would be nice to meet Kelsey while it's a nice day, huh?
So she gets on this like little inflatable thing that like a life raft.
She's like, all right, here I go.
And rock music is playing. It's like, dinner, dinner. It's like, yeah, I'm on the dinghy. That's right, motherfuckers. All right, I'm not nice. And
by the way, the talk on Twitter is that Liz has mob connections because I guess there was like over 1,000 phone calls between her and this like guy who like a New England crime boss who's currently like under trial, whatever. And they're like, yeah, Liz is got ties to the New England mob. I'm like, yeah.
Duh.
What else is new? We already know this. We just met her. We know this.
Yeah. So she's going to meet Kelsey, and we see Kelsey. She's being brought to lunch in a black car, and she's like, thanks, Don, or whatever her chauffeur is. She's like, thanks. And she's like the hot young one, or a hot young one. There's a couple on this one. And Liz is like, I know Kelsey because I grew up with a boyfriend. Kelsey and a boyfriend, they've got the age disparity, but I didn't think he's that old because actually he's my age. So
then Liz is on her dinghy, like going across the harbor. She's like, yeah, I'm Liz. I'm in the mafia and I got a dinghy. Okay. Oh, God, my hat.
All right, well, and then we Queen Elizabeth Kelsey. Lost a crown.
Kelsey's like, oh, God, my armpits. I already have swamp ass waiting for you. What's going on? Nothing wrong with a little swamp ass here or there. Am I right? Dolly, I'm going to put this napkin down so my ass doesn't sweat. Dolly, what do you want? Let me guess. Gin? What are you going to have? Gin?
And she's like, gin was mother's milk to her.
I was like, wait, like, what?
Oh
was
my
that?
God, you said it. I said it. I said, you said it. I said it. Come on, what are we, sisters?
I didn't know that was from My Fair Lady because, of course, I looked it up. I knew they were alluding to something, but I don't know My Fair Lady very well. And I just thought it was funny.
Never got past act one.
I just was like, I can't believe that this lady, this like super like spray tanned mafia type ganja queen who looks like Dolores, who just took a dinghy to lunch and lost her hat along the way, is now sitting here quoting My Fair Lady.
They call me Queen Elizabeth for nothing. You know, like the rain in Spain falls mainly on Rhode Island, right, guys?
Yeah. It's like, I'll have a Hendrix, a spicy tuna, and extra lemons, please. And then we see Kelsey, and she's messing with her lemon. She goes, oh, my God, I got to take all the lemon seeds out of here. God, this is disgusting. She goes, oh, that's right. You got a crazier version to lemon seeds. Kelsey, am I right? This one.
Does Kelsey know that if... That like she doesn't have to drink the lemon seeds if they fall off in her water? Did she know that? They're not. It's like it's not mandatory. They have to eat them. In fact, you don't even have to. In fact, most people don't.
It's an aversion. It's an aversion. What are you gonna do?
Yeah. So the 4th of July. What are you thinking? She's like, I don't know. Well, I mean, he's not gonna be in, you know, able to be in town. But when I get my free time. And I'm solo. I really love it. You know? Yeah. I mean, look at you. You got everything. You got everything that anyone could ever imagine. Bloop, 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 bloop.
And then we see shots of Kelsey's mansion and Kelsey.
Liz, can you not do the flashback sound effects? Thanks so much. It just doesn't sound good with you. Bloop, 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 bloop.
So we go to her mansion. She's like, I've been a lady of leisure for 10 years now, living in a 16,000 square foot home. I mean, the house has literally everything I need. 4 kitchens, 79 TVs. I mean, the closet, that's the best. 79 TVs. Could you imagine having to go to a different room to watch your peacock? And it's like, could you sign in? Sign in on this one. Now sign in on this one. You want to watch your Netflix again? I don't think you're in the same household. You want to pay another $30 a month, sucker?
Yeah, seriously. Also, that's like a lot of TVs. So then there's a painting of her with the Miss Rhode Island. She got to be Miss Rhode Island. So that's exciting. And she's like,
you know, you have to go to a different zip code just to get to the bedroom. My boyfriend's family is probably one of the most prominent families in the state of Rhode Island, and he has allowed me to live a life of not being allowed to work.
What?
I have the privilege of not being allowed to do something.
Yeah. And we see pictures of them as a couple, but his face is ripped out of everyone. Like, did you guys do this after the breakup? Or is this guy also mob connected? Because I have a feeling. Seriously. So she's like, yeah, I saw him when he was when I was 19. I mean, the guy's tall. He's dark. He's handsome. We made out for 2 hours straight. I didn't even come up for air. But when we started dating 10 years ago, he's the reason I became Miss Rhode Island. Wow. If I didn't have that push from him and those judges didn't have a threat of a push from him, I wouldn't have ever had the balls to do it. Like, how many judges died in the making of you becoming Miss Rhode Island?
How many of them were approaching the parking lot like, hey, if you don't make Kelsey Miss Rhode Island, then you're going to be sleeping in Rhode Island, if you know what I'm saying, like in the water around Rhode Island, because you know it's an island. It's not technically an island, but you know, in the beach.
I want Kelsey to be bigger than Mrs. Mama Pizza. You got it?
Listen, we watched Game of Crowns. That was the first show on Bravo that took place in Rhode Island, partially. And that was about Mrs. America pageants. And that there was literally a storyline of someone threatening to murder someone's because of the pageant. So, like, we know this shit happens.
Yes, Rhode Island and mob connections. They've got it going on in that town.
They really do.
So we see her plaques, like her numerous plaques. One says first runner up, and then another one says most photogenic. Oh, I feel so sad for Kelsey. Why?
She seems the saddest of all of them.
She's so sad. She's living a
very sad existence. She looks so bored. And she's like, You know what? He's a good man. And for 5 months out of the year, he's gone. I'm in a literal empty house with 79 TVs, and it's just me watching Love Island from room to room to room to room. Imagine what it must be like to be in a villa with even just one other person.
Yeah. She's like, I'm bored. I'm bored in the house by myself. My relationship, she calls him. She's like, honey, I'm bored. He's like, I don't care. Fuck off. She's like, okay, love you too. Call me soon. It's like, ah. My relationship's very unorthodox. This man dates multiple peoples, and for the first half of the year, my boyfriend's in Miami, and when he's in Miami, he's with someone else. But now, what? Girl, come on.
Is this that one-sided monogamy I've been reading about from the Manosphere?
Yes, exactly. Is that a thing? One-sided monogamy? Jeez.
That's what apparently in the Manosphere documentary that's on Netflix, the guys are saying that, like, yeah, we engage in one-sided monogamy. And then the New York Times even wrote an article about, like, what is one-sided monogamy?
Oh, for Christ's sake.
Known as cheating. So she's like, but now I'm at a crossroad where I just hit 30 and I want more for myself. I want a committed relationship. But at his age, in his life, there's nothing he's going to change. And he is who he is. And if I can't accept it, then I have to leave. Like, well, right. I guess you're going to have to leave your silly situation.
And it's not the, I really want to leave this great relationship. It's like, I don't want to leave all this money. Like, I'm bored, but shit, being bored is better than being poured, you know? So Kelsey's like, yeah, you know, the good has always outweighed the bad, though. We're back at lunch now. And Liz is like, I get that. You don't want to be second fiddle. She goes, yeah, I thought I'd be in his life as long as he wanted me. And, you know, I'm not in control of that, you know, but that's okay. She's like, yeah, and you're okay with that. But now you're growing into your skin. You're maturing. Your skin's getting looser. It's starting to sag a little bit. You got more room to grow in there. You know what I mean? She's like,
listen, this is a decision you don't have to make. Okay. Your crow's feet will make it for you. You're going to be out on the curb soon enough. So don't worry about it. Enjoy it while you got it. Like, well,
why quit your job when you're about to be laid off for being aged out anyway? That's what I say.
I feel like a long time. I don't know what the right thing is to do. You know, she's like, well, because I do love him and that's what hurts. Well, I know it's hard having it all. And then having to make it all your own, okay, all on your own. That's a very hard thing for someone like you who's talentless, has no skills, and quite frankly, it seems a little bit dumb, you know?
I mean, really, it's going to be hard with the girl with swamp ass. I'm not going to lie to you, but you could do it. You could do it. Keep that napkin between your cheeks and march on forward, young lady.
Yeah, you know what? there's always going to be another lemon to de-seed. So go to it, ma'am.
She's like, but I love him. So then we go to Wakefield, Rhode Island, and we're in Matunuck Restaurant.
Matlock.
And Matlock Restaurant. Well, I'm just your happy next door neighbor, but I did happen to notice you left blood spatter all over the front porch. Joellen and Gary are at lunch. And Joellen looks just like Jen Aiden to me. I think she is like a dead ringer.
I do not see that whatsoever. To me, she looked more like Courtney Frayn from Two Judgy Girls.
Oh, okay. I could see that. So Gary's like, we got the best seat in the house here. We're going to have a good night if we start out with shots. He's got kind of the Emerald voice, which I like.
Yeah.
And Joellen's like, I got married in high school. He was his hot senior and I was his innocent freshman. I'd go to his locker and I'd be like, hi. And then he finally said, oh, you're Jen's little sister. Oh my God, my sister loved him. She loved
Jen
him.
Jen Aiden, my sister.
And automatically, I loved this storyline because she stole her husband from her sister. Yes.
Yep. And we see pictures of them at prom and everything. And Joe's like, Joellen's like, yeah, but I was going to marry this man. And so I chased him. And finally, I got him, you know? So by the way, the sun will set and it will be beautiful. It'll be just like a wedding. I think it's funny and kind of like, I think it's funny. I think back and I kind of drifted apart from the people in the wedding party. Now that I think about it, it's like, yeah, well, I basically hang with all my guys still, all my friends. She's like, yeah, I know that. I just have so much trouble with everyone all the time. I just really don't know why anybody tells me anything. Cause when anybody says, you know, don't tell anyone, like, of course I'm going to not tell anyone. I mean, I'm not going to not tell anyone, like just like my best friend. And then like my other best friend. And then I tell everyone not to tell anyone. And then like, I tell everyone basically, I'm Joellen.
It's like, oh, honey, thanks for loving me, for tolerating me. I know it's scary, okay? I know I can come off as a bitch, but I'm not actually a bitch. I mean, when people get to know me, they're not as scared. I mean, not as scared. I'm pretty scary. I'm Joellen. There's nothing as not scary about someone who tells you how scary they are.
Yeah, I know.
I think she gets pushed into lockers a lot. That's my guess. Or do you think people are really scared of her?
I think people are annoyed by her probably. I like her, but I can imagine people be like, ugh, Joellen again, talking 10 miles an hour, 10 miles an hour, 30 miles, whatever, 500 miles an hour. I was like
6 kilometers a DO.
I was trying to say how she talks so fast and I gave her extremely low speed. I was like, she's probably talking 10 miles per hour. She's probably talking way under the speed limit.
I can't wait for the oyster. She's like, you never know what you're going to get from me. Either this, blah, 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 or I'm going to go to sleep. And he's like, yeah, you know, we got to get out from the kids sometimes. She's like, yeah, having 3 kids might as well be having 500 children. Am I right? God, it's so hard to get them dressed, especially when they're all sick. Like, I'm the type of mom who buys cookies and then I throw them in a Tupperware to make the bake sale. What? I'm Joellen.
I'm crazy. Woman of the people, you know? It's like, you know, it's been a tough year having 3 kids and going back to work. Like, your mom is old school Italian. She didn't work, you know? You know, I'm in aesthetic sales, so I work a lot with plastic surgeons and dermatologists and med spas. And my counterpart will go in and sell devices for lasering and fat reduction and microneedling and body contouring. And then I go in and I tell them how to use it. I'm like, hey, I'm Joellen. It's crazy. I like making my own money and not having to rely on Botox. Because he's like, what's this for? I'm like, probably for Botox, right?
So then we go to Alicia, and she's vacuuming now, and she's like, oh my God, what is all this powder? Oh, the powder is coming out of the vacuum. No wonder. Who is vacuuming a powder? Come on, I can't.
My vacuum has a cocaine problem. So then a pink Jeep shows up, and it's Rosie. And so Rosie looks just like Kelsey, and at first I thought they were the same person, but it turns out they're not the same person. So Alicia's like,
it happens a lot in this show.
Oh my God. We both have the pink skate. We both have the pink shoe things. I love that we have the same ones. You're like a Taurus and a model, and they're going to be asking you for your autograph. Wow.
I've known Rosie for 2 years now. What? I'm bad at math. That's not math.
I know. It's
It's just understanding dates and time.
It's not math, Alicia.
It's like, yeah, I'm bad at math. What can I say? The girl who does my Botox is her best friend. Anyway, she's fun. We got fun together. You know, we became real close over the last year. I knew who she was anyway because she was a newscaster. So, yeah. So I knew who she was. You turn on the news, she's casting it.
So I can't remember if she was on Channel 5 or Channel 8. I'm bad at math.
I'm bad at math.
So we see Rosie doing traffic news, and she's like, hello, this is Rosie. I'm doing some traffic. You got a backed up traffic there on the 404, and that's pretty bad. No one likes traffic, am I right? I'm Rosie.
I initially found out my stepfather had a crush on her, and I wanted to throw up in my mouth, especially when one time I saw him jerking off to Rosie on the television. I was like, Dad, what you doing? Rosie's like, well, I was a TV reporter and anchor on the number one TV station here in Rhode Island. Yeah, we got a solid 20,000 people per day. And I don't think it's a shock to anyone that the only people watching the news in the last 10 years are 50 plus. Am I right? So if I don't go somewhere and no one says, my grandfather loves you, then I've had a bad day.
So they walk around on their skate things, their bouncy skate things.
Bouncy shoes. Yeah,
they are. And Alicia's like,
by the way, happy anniversary. Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
She's like, yeah, Rich and I have been married 1 year, which is probably by far my best friend, Rich. He's my biggest supporter. Rich has a million hobbies that make him money. He flips houses with his uncle. He DJs. He sings. And then we see a clip of Rich in a white tux at a party being like, hey, you want to hear a Sinatra tune? I got one for you right here. Fly me to the moons.
Does anyone want to hear my hobby I've been working on that Bravo will not pay the licensing fees for? Here we go. Here's my song. I hope you enjoy that, everyone. It's like they're never going to play any Sinatra. Like, congratulations. You will not be. You got to find a new artist to get behind. So
he became a Frank Sinatra singer, not an impersonator. He gets very upset when people say that. And so Alicia's bouncing up and down. She's like,
oh, my God, this is a vibe. This is a vibe here.
I do have fun with Rosie. This is like my favorite exercise. It's good for your lymphatic system or something. So Rosie's like, this was the most cardio I've done in a while. Yeah, me too. I almost died. I was trying to do Jane Fonda's, you know, but so much math. Like, okay, so talk to me about this picnic you're doing. She's like, it's an event for my TV show. So I have a lifestyle show that airs on Saturdays and Sundays. And I just do things with local businesses, you know, because in Rhode Island, we have businesses.
And we see a clip of Rosie in some restaurant kitchen talking to the staff. She's like, I had to starve myself for 2 days to do this shoot because I took Ozempic like 2 days ago. Could you believe it? She goes, yeah, we're shooting a picnic. It's actually a collab I'm doing with the company that does like posh picnics. So we're going to set up a picnic. We might as well shoot the segment and then have some of my friends come by so we can actually enjoy it.
I'm worried, though, because Joellen's going to be there. Do you think she'll be nice? Oh, yeah. I don't know how to put her in her place. You know, I don't know how to put her in her place a lot, you know? She goes, yeah, tomorrow you just may have to. You know, I met Joellen through Alicia, and they're in a clique. And Liz and Kelly are in the clique as well. And I want to be friends with everyone. But here's the thing. If you want to be in the clique, you have to be friends with Joellen. And I told her to her face, you can be really nice when you're not being mean. But they haven't let me into the clique. So I'm bringing her to a picnic because it sort of sounds like clique. I'm going to call it the pick click. Pick a click, Nick. I'm workshopping it still.
Well, I think that Joellen, you know, she's just so insecure about being a villain in her life.
Well, then she should stop being one.
Yeah, but you know what? She's always putting the villain thing on everyone else, so no one's looking at her as the villain. But then she's really the villain, but she's insecure about being a villain. Poor thing. I mean, it's a rough lot to live.
The reason I'm nervous about Joellen is because we just had this casual day at her house and she invited everyone over and everyone wore sweatpants. And then she said nasty things about me when she thought I couldn't hear her. But I clock everything, okay? Because I'm someone who has a local lifestyle show that airs on the weekends during the worst rated time slot for the market, the Rhode Island market.
Don't talk to me about clocks. I'm terrible with math. I mean, we've all heard the rumors. I mean, like, it's crazy what people say about Joellen. I didn't know she was a swinger.
Whoa. I was trying to, like, kind of, you know, bring it out slowly there, Alicia.
Said, yeah, well, I heard the rumor, but I still want to know. I'm nosy. Call me nosy. You know why they call me nosy? Because I'm nosy. I want to know. I hear you're a swinger. Are you a swinger? Tell me.
Nosy Rosie. It's like, I knew Joellen growing up. I was best friends with Jen, her sister. You know Jen, right? Jen and Joellen, you know? So I did communion with Gary, and we had a confirmation together. So I'm still really close with Gary. So not as close with him and his sisters were. I'm like, well, thanks for that story. So the producer was like, well, what do you mean?
Because she says it like, not as close as him and his sister. And they're like, what do you mean? She goes,
well, Jen and Gary, you know, maybe they might have had a little thing, you know, in high school. I don't know. What? Who am I? Just a nosy person.
I'm like, I hate to break it to you, but Joellen already said this. Joellen already was like, yeah, I stole him from my sister.
Yeah, I know. Oh, Joellen knows how to put out a fire. That's what I like about Joellen. She comes on here and she's like, I'm the bitch of the group. Everybody hates me. And I'm fucking I married my sister's ex fuck buddy. Whatever.
Commercials. Here comes one right now.
And now a new segment that may be only on this episode. Bird report. Bird report. Hey, what's that bird? What's that bird over there? That long bird? No, is that an ostrich?
I don't know. What is that? A pigeon? What is it?
A pigeon? Pigeon ostrich?
Oh my God. Is that a hawk?
It's a bald eagle. Oh my God. It's America. America's right here.
That's
America. It's a flamingo. It's a brown flamingo. Someone got mud on the flamingo.
What
was
that?
Oh my God.
It's an anorexic swan. Maybe it's a swan who took Ozempic.
Oh my God, is a swan that lost all its feathers? It's a featherless swan. Oh my God, poor swan.
And the title comes up. It's like, it's a heron.
The heron the entire time is like, I'm a heron. I'm obviously a heron. I've been a heron. I'm a gray heron. And I don't know how many times I have to walk around these beaches for you guys to know who the fuck I am. I've been here all this time. I've been here before you and I'll be here after you.
Bird report. This has been the bird report. So now we go to Goddard Beach and Rosie's setting up for her picnic with her assistants and stuff. And she shows up in like a leopard bodysuit thing. She's like, growing up, I wanted to be Ryan Seacrest. I would interview my teddy bears.
I even had blonde highlights that went in all sorts of different directions.
I couldn't get my jaw unhinged enough to open my mouth that much, but I'm still trying. So now she puts on her news voice and she's like, hey guys, I'm Rosie Woods. We're having a posh picnic today at the beach. This is Kara. Kara, what do you do here? And Kara's like, I'm the chief salami officer. She goes, of charcuterie relations. No, charcuterie creations. Sorry.
So you have to keep talking because my mouse just died and I can't scroll my notes. I have to plug in my manual thing. I wish my mouse would give me some sort of like up, like I wish like this mouse has to like tell me when it's dying so that way I know to like charge it, because like now I'm stuck in the middle of Rhode Island. I'm literally paralyzed. Okay, manual mouse going.
Paralyzed. Chief Salami Officer. So Alicia and Joellen show up, and Joellen's like, I'm here because Alicia wanted me to come. However, I'm not a fan of Rosie. Oh, God, I'm going to watch one of her stupid news videos right now. Oh, God, a news on video. What? This one's about road tripping or something? Listen, oh, God, I just want you to know there's 215 views on this video. God, oh, damn it. I gave her a view.
I'm still paralyzed.
So they're checking out this picnic.
Come on, mouse, get with it.
Alicia's
like, oh my God, it's beautiful. I'm going to die. I'm going to literally die. What a beautiful picnic. Okay, well, get your gift bags, girl. So Ashley comes and she meets Joellen and Alicia. Ashley is the bachelor chick. She's new.
Yes.
We haven't met her yet. So she's like, oh, I brought you a little gift, Rosie. Thanks for inviting me. She's like, well, if there's one thing that will warm up a Rhode Island crowd, it's Dunkin'. So I got her some Dunkin' for a gift.
And I feel like she was trying to set up the whole group to be like, oh my God, I love Dunkin'. And she was like, you know what they're going to do? As soon as I say this, there's going to be like a round robin of everyone saying, I love Dunkin'. I go to Dunkin' at night. I get a culotta. No one paid attention. Everyone just kept on going. She's like, yeah. Dunkin', guys, right? They're like, yeah. We got to talk about some other stuff. So Rosie's like, Ashley's my really good friend. We both love boy bands, the Disney Channel, all the dumb things teen girls care about, except we're much older than that. Well, other than the fact that she was on The Bachelor and super famous, we're basically the same person. I'm kind of like, I'm like the local news Rhode Island version of Ashley. So I'm like, we're basically the same kind of star, right?
I'm not only a non-famous Ryan Seacrest, I'm also a non-famous Ashley. I mean, they just keep stacking up. So Ashley says, I'm married to Jared Haven, Rhode Island native and very proud. And I met him on Bachelor in Paradise. And, you know, when I met him for the first time, I was like, oh, my God, this is like a love at first sight thing. And then it turned out to be true. Okay, that's cutting out a lot of the story. The story was, oh, my God, Jared is so cute. He's like, I mean, I like you like as my friend. And then he would go off and make out with everybody else. And then she would be like, and sob. And then by the end, after he got fucked over by like five different girls and kept getting dumped and he still needed to stay on the show, he stayed with Ashley to make it through the show. And now they're married. Isn't it romantic?
He does really seem like he sucks. He also, he kind of looks like Nico from Below Deck Met. Remember Nico the Bosun?
Yes, of course.
It's sort of like a bachelor version of Nico a little bit, I think.
I think he looks like an elf in a video game. And I think he's super cute. Does. And he has like a really big jaw. I've always thought Jared is super cute, but kind of a dick.
Seems like a dick, yeah.
Yeah. And she's like, well, we've been married 6 years. So we're in like the real part of the fairy tale where real stuff is happening. You know, like... Go poopy, kids. Does anyone have to go poopy? It's hard.
People say our love is so inspiring, and those people are me. And just know that like we're both on the couch, and at the end of the night, we're just going like this. You know?
She makes like, some motion with her thumbs. Like, does she mean eating or?
I think like she's like, we're just sitting there eating and noshing. I'm like, oh. Are people saying your love is inspiring? Is that a thing that's happening? So then she's like, I'm from Virginia. I met my husband on The Bachelor. We got married at the K Chapel in Newport. And then we had a reception in Rosewood. And I will say that Rhode Island is different because it's so close knit. And Alicia's like, yeah, if I didn't see you in kindergarten, it's a problem. She goes, yeah.
Thanks, Alicia. Feel really welcome here.
Yeah, if I didn't see you in kindergarten, it's a problem.
Whoa, you gonna beat me up? God damn. She's like, yeah, I've never been to a state where people are so proud to be from it, you know?
Yeah, I haven't really in the 4 years, you know, been here, made my own friend group here. I wonder if it's because I'm just like unrelentingly annoying. I don't know. She's like, yeah, I think it's just really hard a place to infiltrate because it's like, if you're not from Rhode Island, it's like, you're like a suspect, you know? I mean, right, guys? Like, no, we just find you just really annoying and stupid. That's it. Has nothing to do with whether you're from Rhode Island. We just say that as an excuse so we don't seem like total bitches, but we just don't like you.
So Joellen's like, oh, yeah, well, Kelsey came over. She's going through a lot, guys. A lot. And then we see a clip of Kelsey being like, I just rely on him so much. Like, I wouldn't have to worry about how much things cost. I mean, I'm 31 now, you know? I've had like 11 years of sugar. What am I going to do? You can't just cut somebody off from their sugar. I'm going to be poor and 30, 31. Oh, God. So then we cut back, and she's like, yeah, you know, she's in between what she wants. And Rosie's like, so you mean a personal change? She goes, yeah, you know. I mean, like, she's 31 and she's, you know, she's Delvo. I don't know what she said there. She's Delvo.
She's a
Delvo.
She's 31 and she's a dumb, maybe a Dumbo, 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 Delvo. It's play that game. So Ash is like, okay, we're going to play a game because it sounds like you're about to talk about something interesting. So let's do the Bravo tradition of slowing down the entire scene so we can have a stupid game. Okay, never have I ever. Okay, I'll start up. Put up five fingers. Never have I ever done any butt stuff. Rosie's like, oh, okay. Put your finger down. You've done it. And Joellen's like, yeah, I did it. And Rosie's like, okay, well, I like my guys with skinny wieners, you know, for butt stuff, things like that. And Alicia's like, if anyone ever actually touched my butt, I would get a gun and kill them.
Okay, never have I ever had a threesome. And Alicia's like, okay, no. And Joellen goes, you've never had any threesomes? I'm like, never, Joellen, no.
Joellen. Okay, I've got one. Never have I ever been a polygamist. Well, what is that?
Was I'm not good at math. I can't. What's the polys? I don't know shapes like that.
Rosie says, if you have like a boyfriend and a boyfriend somewhere else, you know, like I thought Kelsey was that. I mean, doesn't her boyfriend have a girlfriend and a girl? Wait, doesn't her boyfriend have a girlfriend here and a girlfriend in Florida? And Joanne's like, oh, yeah, I don't know. You should ask her. She goes, yeah, well, there's just so many rumors. I mean, I don't know anything about it. Yeah, well, there's a lot of rumors about everybody, aren't there, Rosie?
Dun, dun, now, this is dun. What bothers me about Rosie. She's constantly talking shit, whether it be me or Kelsey or any other friend. And I would actually pick up the phone and be like, before I embarrass you in front of people, I want to take ownership of this. But she's like, well, this person said this and I did this and only because of that. And there's always an excuse with her. So Alicia's like, I just want to know who do you want to spend Christmas with, you know? Or do you spend Thanksgiving with this one and Christmas with that one and another and another? Like, I get it. You get double presents. I get it. You're like, what?
Rosie's like, what do you mean double presents? Because, you know, Christmas. What do you buy for both? What do you buy? What do you buy for both?
She's like, but I thought her boyfriend had another girlfriend. What are you saying? She has another boyfriend too? She goes, and Joanne's like, if you have a question, ask her. That's all I'm saying. Rosie, you constantly talk shit and I don't love it. I don't love that, Rosie. And Rosie's like, well, I'm a nosy person. Nosy Rosie. I ask questions. I got follow-up questions. What do you expect from me? I used to be a reporter, almost Ryan Seacrest.
Listen, when you've done the hard work of asking questions of local bakers on a Saturday afternoon lifestyle show, you learn how to ask the questions, okay? It's called follow-up. It's called journalism. It's called Walter Cronkite. She goes, okay, you know, it's actually hilarious that you would say that because I heard you were talking shit about me. And Joellen's like, that's not true at all. She's like, well, and I still invited you to my picnic to be nice to you. Aren't you enjoying this picnic? She goes, like, okay, it's okay. I'm here. So, of course, I'm enjoying it.
Well, when we went to your house, you talked shit about me to Kelsey, and I heard you talking shit about the wine that I brought. She goes, but the wine was very cheap. It was very, very cheap. She's like, but you said I was evil, and not even children would like me. She goes, well, I don't think I said that to your face, but I do feel that way. I do. I do.
If you don't want me talking about what you've done to me, then stop doing fucked up shit to me, and that will be the solution. And you didn't have to come to my fucking picnic, okay? I didn't have to pay $1,000 for your gift bag. She goes, oh, shut the fuck up. Are you, like, out of your mind? Are you out of your mind? $1,000 for the gift bag.
Joellen likes to throw jabs when she can. She's got a side to her where she switches up real quick. And if she knows something mean, she can't say she can say she's gonna say it. You know, that's the beauty of Joellen. That's the beauty of her.
The beauty of her. You know, she's just always going to go for the jugular. That's the beauty of her.
That's why we love her. So yeah. Rosie's like, I invited you here as an olive branch, and you're literally just being like yourself. And she's like, I don't know what victim card you're trying to play here, but come on. She goes, oh, God, you're the one that's being mean to me. Just leave me alone. Oh.
Okay. All right. Don't cry. And so Rosie's like, I'm just so nice to everybody. I'm trying. And you're like so mean. And I don't like that you think I'm a bad person. Am I nosy Rosie? Yes, but I'm not a bad person. I'm trying really hard to be a good person. Okay, listen, Rosie, listen. I'm not trying to make you cry. Okay, let's start over. Let's start from here. She's like, but you're trying to turn everyone against me. No. I just want to move on. I'm bored with you already. Let's move on.
Okay, let's start now fresh. Let's start fresh now from here. But you're so mean to me. Okay, well, that you didn't start then. Let's start fresh again right now. Right now, right this second.
Everybody, like, everybody put your hands in. Everyone put your hands in the center. Okay, how many hands do we got here? 16 hands. I'm bad at math. I don't know. I can't do it. Okay, put your hand on top. Okay, go ahead, Joellen, make a speech. Because, okay, everyone, now that we have our hands in the center, like we're about to go play a soccer game, I'm trying really hard. I want to start over with you. 2, 4, 6, 8. Who do we appreciate? Sorry, Alicia. I know that was hard for you.
Oh, my God. My brain hurts. It hurts.
Do I have to answer that question? I can't follow it. I lost that after four. I lost count. Like, okay, look, I'm having a 4th of July party, Rosie included. I want to invite all you guys to it. Okay, come to my 4th of July party. Okay.
I haven't been to a 4th of July party ever. We don't have those in Virginia. God, Rhode Island is so unique.
Okay, you can come too, Ashley. And Rosie, I'm here because I just want to get past the bullshit. Okay, let's start over right now. Pretend that speech never happened.
It's like, well, I'm hopeful we can move forward and go to the 4th of July party and have a good time, but I'm nervous. I'm just going to try and come up with a really cute gift, though, so I have to figure that out. Boxed wine? Maybe she's never had wine in a box. I don't know.
By the way, is Ashley just that annoying that she's just never been invited to a 4th of July party in a southern state? I've never heard of that. That's crazy.
I know. I've never heard of that either. That's weird. So she's like, okay, well, I say that we say cheers to a fresh start, and I've had a great time with you, except for all the fighting, you guys. God, you guys fight so much. And they're out of champagne. They're like, Ashley, you're out of champagne. So now we go to South Kingstown, Rhode Island, and we're at Audrey's Coffee House and Lounge.
Yeah. Jared is the barista there, the husband. And she's like, oh my God, I'm so happy to have my car back. Yeah, you got to have a big ass car, right? And she's like, yeah, by the way, I've not had coffee today. Can I get a turtle? I've never heard of a turtle as a coffee drink before, but I'm already annoyed at it. So she's like, it's been 4 years since we opened up Audrey's Coffee Shop and Lounge. And it's been 4 years I've been asking, who's Audrey? So it's the second rated, just so everyone knows, it's the second rated celebrity owned restaurant in the United States, with Bon Jovi being number one. And I'm like, that's actually really cool. Who is the celebrity who owns it though?
Oh,
is it like
who rates movie? This stuff? I don't know that any of this is true. Like, I know. What is this? That?
I would like to know who announced that it was the number two celebrity owned establishment in the country. There's so many questions about the celebrity dumb of it and the quality of it. Like, you know, the place in Rhode Island where you can get that turtle. Yeah.
Okay. I looked up the top. Well, that's Prestige Hong Kong. I don't know. Who do I look? Top Chef celebrity owned restaurants. Okay. But would these be chef celebrities? I don't know. Let's see. So RPM Steak in Chicago, Bill and Juliana Rancic. Pizzana in Los Angeles, Chris O'Donnell. Oh. Beer Bar in Salt Lake City, Ty Burrell. Olay Red or Ole Red in Tishomingo, Oklahoma, Blake Shelton. Sunda Nashville, yeah. Johnny Galecki. Little Pine in Los Angeles, Moby. Giada in Las Vegas, Giada. Swan in Miami, Pharrell Williams. Ashley, it's not looking good here. Chicken plus beer in Atlanta, Ludacris. Nobu in New York City, Robert De Niro. I didn't know he owned Nobu. God, I feel like an idiot. International Smoke in San Francisco, Aisha Curry. Buddy V's Restaurant, Buddy Velastro. Bird Bakery. Girl, I'm not seeing Ashley is the point. Okay, I'm still going.
Maybe they just don't qualify for the category. You know, it's celebrity owned.
This is shut up. Tagine in Beverly Hills is Ryan Gosling. I didn't know he owned Tagine.
Oh. Yes, he does. Wow. Yes, he does. He opened it in like 2005.
Lasted a long time. Yeah.
Yeah, wow. I've actually never. I've always wanted to go there. For 20 years, I've wanted to go there, and I've never actually been there.
Eh, well, who knew? So anyway, don't see you on the list, Ash. Sorry. So Jared's like, oh my God, the ice machine's not working again. Fuck me. It's always something, I swear. Okay, is this a huge moneymaker? No. But we did think it would make more money than it is making. And she's like, okay, so Jared, so I met Joelle, and he goes, hold on. Ava, what were you saying? What were you saying about that drink? Okay, yeah, more fuzz. I got it. Okay. All right. Go ahead, honey.
Well, I just, you know, I want to tell you about the 4th of July party. Okay, hold on. Ava, I've got your latte for Ava. Ava. A-V-A. Okay, Ava.
Can I speak now? It's a 4th of July party. Okay.
Carter, we have a cappuccino for Carter. Anyone? Well,
Alyssa said she can take care of the kids, so tomorrow we have, you know, we're just going to reach out to Rich.
Reba McEntire. Okay. Reba McEntire, yeah. We have a hot tea. Is this the real Reba, or is someone just pranking us? Because if it's Reba, I'm going to have to ask for a picture, okay? No.
Rosie was mentioning us carpooling because she's nervous. Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry. Were you... I don't know what you were talking about, but I heard the last word, so I'll say,
yeah, why was she nervous? Has to see Joellen. Like, what, you know, from what I heard from Rosie beforehand, Joellen had this whole bunch of ladies over at her house, and Rosie brought over a $6 bottle of wine, to which I totally would do the same. Okay. Yeah, be quiet. Can we get some whole milk over here? Okay, everyone does not subsist on oat milk, okay? I'm going to do I even have a runner today? Do I have a runner? Am I coffee bar masturbating where I'm just doing this all alone? Somebody help me.
Katie, we have a flat white. I'm sorry, Ashley, don't get confused. I know that's my pet name for you. Okay, Katie, anyone?
So Ashley's like, well, when Jared first opened up Audrey's, he was working 100 hours a week. I mean, well, he's adjusted to his hours, but he still focuses all his time and energy at Audrey's. And there's two kids at home, and Audrey's our third child.
So this is my thing about this place. Jared, I know that you love it, but you don't light up about it. And you could be living a more enjoyable life by doing something. I don't know what it is yet. I'm just going to like throw this out here. Hanging out with me and your family. I don't know. I was like thinking off the top of my head, just spitballing.
I don't know what it is. It's just that I can go weeks without seeing you smile ever. And he's like, I know. I'd just like to point out, Jared is not lighting up around you either. He literally just walked in and he has not smiled once either. Oh my God.
I think maybe the operative phrase to add on to that is I haven't seen you smile at me. It's like, yeah. I'm smiling usually a lot when you're not in here. But when you're in here, there's not a lot of smiling. Yes, that's
And great. I have to say, he was like this on Bachelor too. She was like, oh my God, like I finally found my best friend. We're going to get married, right? And he's like, it's always been like this. Ashley, come on, man. So she's like, oh my God. Okay. You're constantly thinking about Audrey's and like, I'm constantly thinking, how am I going to make Jared happy? And he's like, oh Jesus. Cause she cries every 5 minutes. This girl, he's just like, oh God, I don't want you to have to do that, honey. Of course I don't. Carter, get your goddamn drink. It's been sitting up here for 5 minutes.
You know, Jared and I are influencers. He tries to influence people. I try to influence him. We're not very good at our jobs. I have a bigger following than him, but he could still live a very wonderful life off of the following he has and the opportunities that come to him. But he wanted something outside of social media, and man, oh man, did he get it. Look at that. Brewing up turtles for his wife.
Like, can turtles. We just have fun, Jared? Can we just have fun? He goes, yeah, I guess I need to get better about it. Jason, poor Jason's been waiting on his drink. Jason, I'm so sorry. Carter took all of my time. Don't believe what you hear about Reba McEntire. Okay, her restaurant sucks.
By the way, I looked up what the turtle coffee drink was, and it's a decadent dessert-like beverage combining chocolate, caramel, and nutty flavors. Typically pecan or hazelnut to mimic turtle candies. It's commonly served as an iced latte, hot mocha, or blended frap, featuring espresso milk, chocolate caramel syrups, and toppings like whipped cream and nuts. In other words, barista's nightmare. So thanks a lot, Ashley. He's got all these things. He's like, Ava, you're another latte for you. Reba McEntire, your tea. Oh, hold on while I stop for 10 minutes to make this decadent stupid ass beverage right now.
I know. She's like, why are you so stressed? I just ordered the mojito of the coffee world.
No, there is a coffee mojito at Phil's and it's so good. I had it yesterday.
So you're a hypocrite. Because that could
no, but that's easy. That's just like coffee with like a mint sprig in it. Like this one has like syrups and toppings and yada yada yada.
Yeah, yeah. So then we go over to Rosie's house and she's picking up her dress and she's like, "Oh my God, do you like it, doggy?" And the doggy's like, "Ugh," and runs out of the room. And listen to your dog, because Rosie's the way Rosie dresses is crazy. She's wearing. In one of her confessionals, she's wearing like a dress cut all the way down the middle with that ice skating shit in the middle. And then like cuffs made out of big fake diamonds and like a feather boa type. Like, oh my goodness. Yeesh. And I loved it.
Yeah. She looks crazy.
Yeah.
Absolutely crazy.
So everybody's doing glam and getting ready for the party. And then Joellen's like, yeah, for the party, I rented a house at Portsmouth on the water. 4th of July, you know, wow, Rhode Island. But you know what? I really don't know what 4th of July is about. Like, I mean, I know there's like Plymouth Rock and Columbus. I don't know. Plymouth Rock is in Massachusetts. That's on Aba. So it's got something to do with the Nina Pinta and the Santa Maria. I don't know. Something.
And so Gary is like, oh, well, you know, hey, glam person. She has a little bit of a hairy face. So make sure you take care of it. She's like, Gary, oh my God, such an asshole. Whatever. Okay.
Whatever.
Like,
okay, I'm going to go skim the pool. No, you don't need to skim the pool. I'm going to skim it. Don't skim the pool, Gary.
I'm skimming the pool.
Gary, you're hosting a party. Don't skim the pool.
Well, wants to.
Skimming the pool. So then Joellen's mom comes over, Nancy,
And she's like, hello, I'm here. I decided to fulfill my duty as a grandmother and take care of these children. She goes, you know, I think that maternal gene skipped my mother, my grandmother. I was doing regular teenage things, you know, smoking cigarettes, drinking and driving, cheating on exams. And my mom was like, oh, she mistook that for quote unquote bad behavior. Ugh, whatever. My mother was really hard on me. I had no guide how to be a good mother. So I'm doing the best that I can. And I pray that my kids turn out amazing. I don't know why. I know this is a dangerous thing to say, but I'm already on Nancy's side.
Well, I mean, we see clues because first of all, Nancy comes over. She's very sweet. She's like, my mom, what a bitch, right? She's like, hey, here I am to take care of your kids. My mom's a real bitch. Maybe stop calling your mom a bitch as she's doing you a favor. Like, the weirdo.
People get mad at me whenever I say things like this because they're like, Ben has like good parent privilege or whatever. And he doesn't realize like parents fuck up. Blah, blah, blah. People get so mad at me. And like, I get that. And I understand parents are often very, 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 very wrong. But I'm just saying in this case, when she's like, you know what? She interpreted things I did as bad behavior. I'm like, it probably was bad behavior. I may regret saying this in like 3 weeks when we find out what it was. But for right now, I just sort of feel like this lady comes in with her big hair and I'm like, I'm just sort of on her side already. I don't know what to say, Joellen. You're the one who wound up on The Real Housewives. So
yeah.
I think you're the one who's sort of messed up.
All we really know about Joellen so far is that she's mean to new people. Everyone thinks she's a villain, so she tries to make everyone else the villain. And she married the guy that her sister was with. So the evidence is kind of stacking up against you. And from what we know about your mother, she babysits when she's asked. So you're going to need to add a lot more evidence to this case, ma'am, for sure. Yeah.
So Joellen and Gary leave to go to this house. And she's like really nervous about leaving the kids with Nancy. And so Joellen's like, it's like, by the way, so Rosie's coming to the party. Rosie made a comment about Kelsey having two boyfriends. Mind your own fucking business, right? Even though I was the one who started talking about Kelsey first at the picnic. But whatever. I can't imagine she acts up. And by the way, and I'd forgotten that actually it was Joellen who started talking about Kelsey. And so we started going through the notes because it really was actually Joellen who started just being like, well, I think Kelsey's going through a hard time right now. She's sort of trying to transition between this and that. So she did kind of start talking about her.
Gary's like, if she doesn't want smoke with you, then she shouldn't if she knows what's good for her. So then Ashley and Rosie are in their own car. And Ashley's like, I do wish this was like a kid's welcome party. You know, we could bring the kids, you know. And Jared's like, Joellen has kids, right? Honey, you're not at the coffee shop. In my mind.
It's like rolls down his window.
It's like,
Ava, your latte. We still have your latte for Ava.
Rosie's like, yeah, oh my God, I bought her these amazing fireworks and I made a fireworks bouquet and I got her a bottle of champagne. It was $60.
I am showing up tonight with a gift for Joellen, even though she made me cry, because my goal in life is for everyone to like me. And I know that deep down, that is the most unrealistic thing you could ever want. But it's all I want, so I'm just going to keep on trying. I'm like, well, good luck, because I feel like you're failing on a national level right now.
So we go to the house. Joellen arrives at the rented house, and she's like, oh, my God, could you imagine if I tumbled down the stairs? And the husband's like, every day of my life. So they see the food setups, and Joellen's like, I may not cook, I may not clean, I may not have sex all the time, but I know how to throw a good party.
Then Alicia arrives first and there's like no one there and things were not set up yet. She's like, what's going on over here? So she goes, oh, this is, and so then Joellen comes out. She goes, oh, it's absolutely gorgeous. She goes like, thanks. There's a cannoli station over there. There's a caricature station over there. She goes, they do characters. She goes, caricatures. Billy, they've got characters. Like, he's like, what? Characters? Billy, you want to get a characters? It's like, no,
that's caricature. Not how you pronounce character it. What? I don't do math. So Liz arrives.
Wait, you got chairs for your carrots? I don't understand what's going on here.
So Liz arrives with Dolores. It's the Dolores. And she's like, the Dolores Quintana. She owns my heart. We met at a cannabis convention back when Frank was just getting into the industry. And I said, you know what? Come visit. Just come visit. Come see what it's like for a summer. Come on.
Of course, Liz has a Frank also.
So then we have a flashback to Liz and Dolores. They're like pulling up a crab trap or something. And Dolores is like, you know what? I make a good crab sauce. I make it in the kitchen. And then I walk to the living room and back to the kitchen and back to the living room and back to the kitchen and see if it's done yet. If it's not done yet, then I go back to the living room and I clean something up. Then I come back in and it's done. It's ready. It's done. That's done. It's crab sauce.
Last time I made a crab sauce, I caught myself. I was pregnant for Gabby. You were pregnant for Gabby?
This is like, wow, that was a long time ago, actually. I trust Dolores. She knows where the berries, I mean, the bodies are buried. Oh my God, she knows where the berries are bodied. Oh my God, I just got Liz by myself.
And so Dolores is introduced around and Kelsey is there and she says that she's known Joellen since high school. Yeah, she used to work at a tanning salon that my friend used to work at and Joellen was hooking up with the owner of the tanning salon and then the owner and his wife. She's ballsy.
So now the girls, they all go to like an area where they can sit and like gossip. And so Gary's like, I'll bring you guys the drinks, okay? And Dolores is like, oh my God, look at this guy. He's a good one. He's a good one, whatever your face is. It's like, thanks. So she's like, you're a great husband, babe. So, Dolores, this is Joellen speaking. Tell me, what do you love about Rhode Island the most? Dolores is like, you got good highways, I guess.
What kind of icebreaker is that? So tell me. What do you love about our state the most? You better not be wrong, DJ Dolores.
Yeah. Well, you know, the first time out of Jersey, I was 18 and I came here. So I love that this was a great place for 18 plus kids.
Is there even a beach in New Jersey? Come on, the Jersey Shore. Jesus Christ, Kelsey. Come on.
She's like, oh my God, I'm so sorry. Not a great case for the sugar babies of the world. Like maybe go out there in the world and like, you know, experience things, learn about things like the fact that the Jersey Shore exists.
She's been imprisoned for 10 years or 11 years or whatever. So Rosie and Ashley come in and we get the violins. Dun, 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 dun. Very serious. And Ashley's like, oh my God, is she going to be annoyed with you because you're wearing all red and she's wearing all red too? Oh.
Yeah, they really tried to get that started. And Alicia's like, the devil in red. I'll be right back. Kelsey's like, you said it, not us. Well, I was just trying to be funny. It was a funny thing to say for the trailer. That the producer said I should say it for the trailer.
And Joellen says, drunken words are sober thoughts. You know, I want you to know what happened at the picnic. I need you to know I stuck up for you. Okay, Kelsey? So Rosie was questioning your relationship and polygamy. And Alicia was like, what is polygamy? I don't do math. And then she says, does Kelsey have two boyfriends? And where does she go for Christmas? What's happening? And I was like, you got to ask her that. I mean, my God, am I right? And Kelsey's like, well, I just met Rosie at Joellen's, but I feel like I can sniff out the people that are not girls. And you know how I sniff them? I wait until one of my friends tells me that they're not girls.
Yeah, exactly. So Dolores is like, is there a reason she's asking you about your relationship? Are you doing something? Are you going through something? She goes, well, my relationship is the only thing that makes me upset. She's like, and Liz's like, oh, don't sweat that. Rumors are rumors. We all know that. They're not all factual. She goes, no, I'm a cold fucking bitch at the end of the day. But when it comes to my relationship, that's my choice. Sacred. It's sacred. Yeah, it's sacred for 5 months of the year. Super sacred.
I hate people talking about my relationship, which is why I've talked about my relationship in every single scene, including flashbacks of this one episode that we filmed. Please don't talk about my relationship.
Who the fuck cares who I'm going to date? Well, I am dating. Liz goes, so the thing is, you have two choices. You can either wipe it off or wipe right by it, or get on a dinghy and sail away. And you can just say, fuck you guys. Why are you talking about it? Dolores goes, you know what? I'd say something when I would be ready. And then, you know what I'm going to be ready? When the crab sauce is ready. Give it another 5 minutes.
But you know that Dolores has been doing this a long time. Because when Kelsey's like, you know, I'm just so sick of everybody like talking about my relationship. Dolores goes, but is there a reason why they're talking about it? I mean, like, what's going on in the relationship that everybody's talking about? She just ignores Dolores. But I was like, thank you. That is the question, you know?
Yeah.
So Rosie's like, oh, my God, Joellen, I got you this. It's a fireworks bouquet. And she goes, oh, that was thoughtful and creative.
It's a literal collection. Like
It's a little collection of fireworks, which feels dangerous. I feel like I don't want to bring that to a party.
But it's very on theme. It's the 4th of July and you're bringing someone a fireworks bouquet. I mean, that seems sweet to me. And Joellen's like, ugh, gross. Who would do that? Ugh.
I think it's weird.
That's a gift that I wouldn't give somebody.
It's like a nice party. It's like you're not, I don't know. But you know, I have a thing with fireworks. I think I have this thing. Leave fireworks to professionals. I don't see the purpose of like setting them off yourself. I know we disagree on this, but I think it's stupid to set them off. Like, congratulations, you now have lost a finger because you want to set up a tiny firework that looks shitty for everyone.
Yeah, but it's a good label to the rest of us when you see them in the grocery store, you know, and half their hair is sticking up and there's like a bandage on their hand. You're like, ha ha. The day after fireworks in the HEB is a good one. So everyone's having food and mingling about, and they're putting caviar on wieners, which Joellen is really excited about, and which sounds disgusting to me. And Gary is like, there's no way I'm having caviar wiener. I ain't doing it. She's like, go do it, Gary. No, I ain't doing it. Do it, Gary. I ain't doing it. What are you, gay? Okay, I'll do it. Give it to me right now.
So then Kelsey joins Alicia and Rosie, and Alicia's like, how are you doing? By the way, I noticed, Kelsey, you came solo. And she's like, yeah, you okay? She's like, yeah, I hope everything's okay. Yeah, you okay? Yeah, are you sure you okay? Yeah, you want to do some math? I can't do the math. Can you do it for me? Okay, look, I like living on my own. I'm used to it. But I know the picnic there was like questions about like the kind of relationship I was in. And if Rosie or anyone else has a question on polygamy, I can answer it. She goes, well, every man does that stuff, so I don't know what the big deal is. Every man's a polygamist.
Polygaman. Okay. That's what men are. They sleep with everything. What are you gonna do? She's like, my relationship from day one, I mean, there's rules and I accepted things and that's it. She goes, oh, okay. You know what? I don't get it. I'm very confused by her. So Liz joins them and Alicia's like, yeah, we were talking about how everyone's always talking about a situation. I said, you know what? Every man's a polygamist. And Liz is like, who's always asking? She goes, but you know, like anyone, like everywhere, like all the time, you know, I had a hot dog. It just said, is that girl a polygamist? And Liz is like, when you go through something in life that's sensitive, you don't want people sitting at the other tables discussing it.
I relate the most to Kelsey. It's funny because in this group of girls, she's the youngest. As we know, I'm the oldest and I'm the only one with a dinghy. Okay. But we're very close. We protect each other and I'm eternally allergic to bullshit. That's why it's important for me to recite one line from My Fair Lady at least once a day.
So all right. All right, Liz. So what else have you said at that picnic?
And she's like, nothing else. I mean, I didn't say one bad thing about you. Okay. Stay off my ass.
So then Nancy calls up Joellen to give like an update on the kids. She's like, hi, well, the kids are here. They're alive. They're awake. They're about to go to bed. I'm trying to get Jolie to bed. And Joellen's like, Gia's up too? Ma, her bedtime is 7:00. I told you. Oh, God. What a terrible mother. It's 7:10 p.m. Oh, my God. All right. Well, the kids are alive. That made me wicked nervous.
So Joellen is still like, I just can't get over things that happened to me as a child with my mother. And I don't want my kids to feel anything that I felt with my mother. And jury's still out. I'm sorry. I have to hear the defense first.
Yeah.
So people are getting their caricatures done, their characters, if you were.
Yes.
And two of the girls get it done together and like, oh my God, we look so good together. And Kelsey is like, you know what? You know, like, I feel like we need to move past this. And Joellen's like, well, I'm waiting to see how big my teeth are. I'm known for my very big teeth. And Kelsey says, yeah, I haven't talked to Rosie still. I talked to Alicia about it. And I know Alicia comes from a place of like not ill intended, but she's just not all there, you know, and I can't be mad at a stupid person, but I still got to talk to Rosie about it.
And Kelsey's like, I feel like you're moving past it and I'm moving to it because I feel like Rosie is asking certain questions because she has something calculating in her brain. And that's what I don't like. And Kelsey says that people seem to not be able to stop talking about my relationship, even though that's the only thing I've been talking to people at this party about. But Rosie, are you asking questions or are you already saying, no, I heard this and she is this and they are that? Because that is a bad path to go down and it's going to end up ugly for you.
Yeah, but she is just asking questions. Kelsey, stop telling everybody your business and then wondering why they're gossiping about it. You know why they're gossiping about it. It's because it's ridiculous. You're living with some rich dude who's off fucking someone else half the year. Everyone's going to ask you, sorry.
And also, yeah, exactly. It's like, it's fine for you to have a non-traditional relationship, but also
totally.
Like, don't be surprised if people are like, what the hell's going on? And just clarify it. And
don't
fine.
Be a wuss. Don't be a wuss about it. Just do what you just did to Alicia and say, I made choices and that's it. It's my relationship. Shut up.
Rosie's talking to Polly and she's like, you're going to be here a lot this summer? He's like, yeah, we're going to be here for 3 months, 3 or 4 months. I don't know, closer on the tree end, but maybe 4 months. Don't ask me where I'm living. It's someone over there. And then they're like, over there. Oh. And then Dolores and Liz sit down for drawings, for caricatures. And the guy, Don, who's like the caricaturist guy, is like, you guys are sisters? He's like, we're friends. It's like, well, everyone thinks that we're sisters, though. It's like, why? Do you see us? Do we look similar? Do we look alike? We look similar. We look alike. They say it like at the exact same time with the same voice. We look alike.
I went to Dolores' surgeon. She referred me to him, and we also have the same dentist. Dolores, oh God, that's why I look like.
I love that they just went to the same doctor and he gave them the same face. He's like, well, they're in different states. Just give them both the same face.
They'll never meet. So then he's like the Sparky Pilastri of plastic surgery. So Alicia's now talking to Bill, and she's like, look at me. You told me I couldn't have a cookie, and now you're having a cupcake, you fucker. And he's just like, go, well, you know what, everyone? I'm having the best time because I'm standing by the cookie spot and having like 5 cookies. Ever since I found out that Bill had a fucking cupcake, I'm going to have going hog wild on these cookies, okay? I'm going to put up my shoes right over here, by the way, everyone. For everyone who wondered, where am I going to put my shoes on? I'm going to go over there and put them on. Okay, good luck. Have a nice conversation.
So now Kelsey and Rosie are alone, and Kelsey's like, I want to know what happened at the picnic. Was there anything I should be concerned about? She's like, I don't think so. Oh, nothing about my relationship or nothing? What? I just want you to know truthfully. Was it brought up by you and how my relationship is? And she goes, honestly, like, I was just questioning stuff. Joellen brought it up. She goes, Joellen brought it up? Dun, dun, dun.
Yeah, she was talking about it, saying you're going through such a hard time. And then we were like, what hard time is she going through? And it turned into this whole thing. And I wasn't trying to come for you. Well, yes, Joellen did bring it up. But you were the one who was being gossipy with the never have I ever thing. You're the one who, when she says it turned into a whole big thing, it's like you turned it into a whole thing. So Joellen interrupts, because you guys, we're doing sparklers, okay? Sparkling is the opposite of my mother's personality, fuck her.
So Kelsey doesn't know who to trust because they're in Rhode Island and you can't trust people in Rhode Island. So they do the longest sparklers I think I've ever seen in my life. And they are happy 4th of July, guys. And so Kelsey's like, yeah, rumors in Rhode Island are very typical. It's just part of the culture of our state. Our state bird is gossip.
And our state flower is the gossip flower. So Alicia says, yeah, I definitely know a lot about people. I just don't say it. And Ashley goes, this group, they've got big things behind the scenes, big secrets, big cheating scandals, and extra big turtle orders. That's right. I go venti every single time. And Liz is like, don't lie. There's really no reason to lie. The truth always comes out.
Yeah, dun, 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 so, interesting show. We'll see where it goes. Yeah. I mean, they are definitely doing their, they've kind of got the Salt Lake City, like, community theater thing where it's like, okay, we're fighting now. Let's fight at a picnic. How dare you? They're doing that a bit. So, it'll be nice to see them kind of ease into this all.
Yes. I like, but you know what I do like about this show? I love when these shows sort of have a distinct feeling of like space, like a place, and like the Rhode Islandness of it. They're really, like, really leaning into this kind of like maritime vibe, like everything's sort of like coastal and beachy in a New England way. And I think that's pretty cool. And I think it was a really good first episode. And I feel like it's setting the stage for what should be a fun season. So we'll just see how it goes, but we'll be recapping it no matter what.
We'll see you soon. All right, everybody. Thanks so much for being here. We will talk to you next time.
Bye.
Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors.
Ain't no thing like Allison King.
Our way is the Amber way.
It's the Foster and the Furious. It's Amanda Foster.
Whip up a meringue. It's Amanda E. Lemon.
It's Always Automatic with Ashley Otto.
Put your hands together for Carly Clapp.
Get on the right foot with Chrissy Offutt.
She's not just a Sheila. She's a Daniela. Etchels.
We never miss her call. It's Diane Call.
Sunday in the Park with
Dylan Clark.
Big yay, it's Emily Gauthier.
Aaron McNicholas, she don't miss no trickolas.
Hava Nagila Weber.
You'll never hide from Heidi Eleanor Jones.
I go, you go, we all go for Hugo.
Jamie, she has no last namey.
Jamie, she has no last namey. Sipped some scotch with Jessica Trotch.
She's not a McBee, she's a McBride. Jess McBride.
She's our favorite streamer, Caroline Peacock.
Kristen the Piston Anderson.
Que sera, sera, whatever will be, will Lauren Silsby.
She gets an A from us, it's Lindsay D.
Let's give a kisserino to Lisa Lino.
Fresh as a daisy, it's Maisie McHenry.
Aren't you glad it's Marianne Arns?
Megan Berg. You can't have a burger without the Berg.
This is Living with Michelle Vivian.
I love a ya, Olivia Williamson.
She sure is swell. It's Raquel.
Yes, we canna. It's Savannah.
Cast a spell with Shannon Spellman.
Let's share with Sharon Eldridge.
Darn Skippy, it's Tippy.
And our super premium sponsors.
She's VVIP, it's Amanda V.
Can I have a Kavanaugh? It's Anna Kavanaugh.
Somebody get us 10 cc's of Betsy MD.
We're taking the gold with Brenda Silva.
Let's get real with Caitlin O'Neill.
Put us on a stretcher, it's Charlotte Fletcher. Hogle your horses, it's Christine Hogle.
Don't get salty with Christine Pepper. Can't have a meal without the Emily Sides.
Who, what, why, where, and Gwen Pentland.
Nobody holds a candle to Jamie Kendall.
We got our wish, it's Jen Plish.
My favorite Murdo, Karen McMurdo.
Let's get savage with Laura Wildman.
In the study with a candlestick, it's Leslie Peacock.
We're ride or die for Lisa Ryder Barron.
She's a whiz, it's Liz Sarthy.
Always killing it, it's Lola Alkalani.
Roger that, it's Marlis Rogers.
The incredible edible Matthews sisters.
She eases our woes, it's Melissa St. Rose.
She's the lady of the house, it's Rachel Sharouse.
There's a chance of meatballs, it's Rebecca Cloud.
She's our princess, it's Rebecca Prince.
Maximum love for Sandy Maximoska.
She's the queen bee, it's Sarah Lemke.
We cannot tell a lie, it's Sarah Tell of Sun.
Shannon, out of a cannon, Anthony.
Please don't stop, it's Soli and Pop.
Let's take off with Tamla Plain.
Strike a pose, it's Tori Rose.
She ain't no shrinking Violet Kuchar. We love you guys.